What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
Yo, it's your little brother Pizzo Bam Wham.
And we are the City Boys 94.9, the unfiltered voice of Fort Myers. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Today's guest, man, we got a very special guest. This man dropped a banger years ago. Listen. I remember listening to this when I was young.
Yes.
And then
she died with her eyes open.
No, y'all don't make me feel like I'm
old. Nah.
Been my new name.
Years ago, God, yeah, don't do me like that. No.
But we're gonna clear all that up
all day, man. Okay. So, without further ado, introduce yourself to the people, my brother.
I'm Tampa, man. I'm just put it like that. I'm Tampa, man.
TV.
Already know that, man. Tampa, man. Fort Myers, stand up. We here.
Yeah, y'all real hard in Tampa.
Yeah.
I see y'all like unified and like y'all go hard for that TV.
It's the city.
Yeah.
It's the city, man.
So where you want to start off, Buzz?
Man, let's get into it. Like, all right, I kind of want to before we go forward, I want to go back, and I want to get into, like, your history and your come up. So, you know, the world first heard you from Snatching, right? How did that song come about? Because that was, like, a huge hit.
Yeah. I know, like, the world heard him from Snatching, but I heard him off of the Tom G mixtape,
okay.
Scroll Music. He was on that song, Rockhead Gangs.
Yeah.
And that was like one of my favorite ones. And it was one of my favorite ones because when I heard you mainstream, I heard you on music like Snatching and Tico. Right. When I heard Rockhead Gangs, I'm like, okay, this man can really spit.
It's more than just club music. You know how that go, but.
Yeah.
How did
the Snatching and the Ticos come around? Like, how did you get known for that before, like, your regular life?
Yeah, how'd that song blow up?
Yeah.
Man, it's just. Word of mouth, be real with you, man. I really was everywhere. I was really like me and my partners, man. We every club, every block party, ringtone.
Yeah.
We had a bitch daycare. You know what I'm saying? Got the baby listening to this bitch. Yeah. So it was just that's what it was.
And it's like,
man,
before social media too. So y'all was really outside.
Yeah,
outside.
Like, grind.
Yeah. Really
so what grind, was the song, man, that did it for you first?
Snatching
was?
Yeah, Snatching really was.
And why was that the one that took you to?
I can't even tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a blessing.
So how did you know you had one? Like, what did you do with it after you made the song?
Bro, I'm a street nigga, so yeah. I don't look at it like I go in there. Like, right now I've been making music, so I don't go in there and say, oh, I'm gonna make a hit.
You just go.
When I look at, like, so when I look at.
Now the streets grabbed it, that's what they did. Like, half of the song, bro, 90% of the, 98% of the songs I meet, I don't even name them. Like,
yeah, I can feel
like,
that.
Tico
though.
Was not even Tico, bro. That one, that song. Like,
but I mean to ask you, what Tico mean, bro?
That's our light company. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So it's Tampa Electric Company.
Oh,
that's what Tico. Tampa for real. I would have never guessed that.
So Tico is like, bitch, they ain't playing.
Never in your life.
Yeah, you behind. They coming. Don't care if you at Sunday school playing in the middle.
They gonna knock your lights out.
Give me this, bitch, and pull off on you.
Bro, I ain't know. So, what the hell? I was like, what the fuck is a Tico?
I thought it was like some Tampa shit.
That's what really made it harder in the city, too, because it's like, man.
So it's kind of like a local thing that everybody.
And bitches know. It's like, I say, knock all your lights out. Tico.
Yeah.
See, we didn't know that. Okay. But we was singing every word. Fuck it, Tico, all that. We didn't know nothing about it.
We got to bring that slang back.
Yeah.
I'm starting hitting holes with the Tico.
Tampa got a whole different slang than like what we use. Like, they even say jit different. I see y'all use it with G's and we
y'all
use
spell it
with J's.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a lot of us some niggas from Fort Myers, man. Like, I said, I'm
alive.
Yeah, man.
So, like,
my nigga Zed, man. You know, I don't know if I could do that just then,
but
shout out to my dog.
Shout out to my real one,
you know, stand up. Hold on, Fort Myers, man.
Man, I want to ask the Tico, you had Wale on that record.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Wale, that's my nigga.
How you meet him though?
Like, because like
Wale, my
look
manager.
Back, you way in the streets. So like, how did you even get that industry plug type of thing?
A blessing. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing, you know. And God fucked up about me, so he did that. And you know what I'm saying? But my manager and is cool with him. You know what I'm saying? So I know, dude. Like, I fuck with him. He good nigga.
Yeah,
you know
that's
saying?
Good.
So
man.
When he heard the track, he was already like. You know what I'm saying? I just did one Duce. Did a song
Yeah,
that too.
So it was just like.
Y'all still got that relationship
chemistry.
To this day?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Shout out to Washington too, man. DC, man. Shout out to DC, man.
Yeah. I don't see like a lot of people in the industry like, all right, say you got an upcoming artist and they doing their thing and then boom, they get jammed up. A lot of people are just like, forget about them. But like to see him do another record with you, I felt like that was like a genuine relationship.
Man, that bitch was drunk. Bitch, he came
out
drunk. Hey, Wale, bitch, nah, them a dog though, man.
I
them
know.
A dog though.
So after the Tico record, is that when you went in? It was like right after. It was
because I had dropped I did a freestyle to on the Wiz Khalifa beat. To that. That's what made the song Tico. That's how I made the song itself. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What song been out.
The freestyle, bro. You just random freestyle.
It's three different names on.
But it was on.
YouTube.
I got it. Like, we'll find
it. Say want to say that good. Want to say something about scripture. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Tico won Tico. I named Tico Lights Out.
Yeah.
But when I go to the club and they like, man, I'm like, man, play Lights Out. They like, Lights Out.
What's that? Tico?
They talking about that Tico song? Yeah, man. And then now it's like, oh, Tay, you seen my video? The Tico video I did. And, oh, play Tico now. Yeah. So I'm like, well, damn.
So how long did you get to enjoy like the success of Tico before you had...
I really didn't really see too much of that the Tico.
Now, so it was like more you snatching. Finally got a hit. Oh, so you seen it off
the snatching. Snatching, yeah. I done did like Wild Splashes, all the concerts and shit.
Oh, yeah. You was like one of the first people on Wild Splash.
Yeah. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? But
so,
Tico.
So when did it all like come to an end? Like
shit. Tico been not, but it didn't see what the full potential like it could or like snatching didn't even really see its full potential, but yeah. Like that song been out for a minute.
So what stopped you from like
6 months, 8 months before I got down?
So like what stopped you? So all right, you say you got down. Is that what stopped you from like staying consistent as far as like putting out more music?
When I went to prison,
like did you have any music ready when you went to prison?
Oh no, I don't write shit, bro. Like I can't write real shit. So I go in there and I just make music. Like,
off of vibes,
I
remember
all that shit in my head. So it was like,
so you ain't have nothing in the vault?
Yeah. But it was like, bitch. I'm looking at 15 years right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got 15 years worth of music.
So how you prepare for that? Was you like thinking like the music was over with once you seen those numbers?
Nah, bro, it's just...
Because some people, they just think like, right. And they just prepare themselves for jail like at that point. Like,
I mean, I look at it like everything happened for a reason, bro.
Hold on, but so, like, how long did you get locked up for?
I did 7 years.
What was the 7 years for?
Because of charges. But I was already wanted for... VOP, some other shit, driving, no license.
Oh, yeah, so like little shit just added up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm already wanted.
Yeah.
I did Wild Splash one.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready to jump into the crowd. Like, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Police hit up in police side here. And you know what I'm saying? So it was just a blessing, man.
But 8 years, that's a long time.
So like, they gave me 8, but I did sell.
You don't feel like they're trying to make an example out of you?
That's what the fuck they did. Tried, dude. They did.
Man,
what's it, you know?
I feel like they try to do that with all the big like Tampa artists because it's you.
Yeah,
it's
like Tampa, what's Tony, what's, like, what's the relationship between like the police and Tampa hip hop scene? Like, it's
man, fuck Twitter.
so they don't really rock with the music.
Tampa, like,
because it just seemed like they like when somebody. Out of Tampa, mainly Florida, but when somebody get popping in y'all area, it's like boom, they on y'all ass, like.
Okay, excuse me, but they don't be getting no money, so they be like, you see what I'm saying? It's like, I got to work all this year for this for $60,000-$50,000, and this guy
just made it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you know I'm in the street, so it's a lot of shit going on, and you know it's just, I don't know, man.
Damn.
So once you got like, once you got booked, sentenced, processed and all that. What was you thinking after that?
Like how'd you prepare? Like, cause you go from like one extreme.
So what was like,
I just go, bro. I don't
I really want to know what was like day one like for you. Like, I got here and I was like, all right, this where I'm at.
Let's go home.
Yeah, you were just thinking, let's go home.
Go home. All I can see is, bitch. Even when I couldn't see the end of that motherfucker, it's just like, all right, bitch. Whatever I got to do to get back to mine. You know what I'm saying? Cause mine, I help. They depending on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Scree's waiting on me so long, bitch. I get there. I don't give a fuck how. I'm finna get here. You know what I'm saying? So,
was there anybody that you were like taking care of before you had to go in?
Yeah. So I got a mama. Yeah,
now that's
brother,
real.
You know what I'm saying? So
how was you able to like just keep them in good spirits, like knowing you went there for that long?
Hey, man.
Did you have people on the outside that was like on your team type of thing?
It wasn't really what it was. You know what I'm saying? What you see here, what you get. You know what I'm saying? My team, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody, all the fans that did right, man. And you know what I'm saying? Stayed down with a bitch be hollering. Out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying? That's just being real. So it's like, yo, bitch fucking with me now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might. It is what it is. But, bitch, I know what it is. So you just keep going hard. You know what I'm saying? Because bitch don't care about you when you're gone.
Did you, like, when you was in, did you have people, like, trying to rap for you or like do a little like?
And that's every day, all day, still.
Yeah, do they treat you like people a celebrity
don't even,
enough?
Yeah, but it don't even like they more treat me like I'm Suge or some shit like Suge. That or some shit.
Now, that's different.
Man, listen, this is real shit. This true story. This real life. Okay. I was at a Burger Forever 21, whatever the fuck. They know it's the 21 Burger. It's a spot they got up there.
Okay.
And I okay. And a dude, I go in there. Get him, order my food. The nigga come from behind in the double door, the kitchen. Brr, bust the door open. Oh, they gonna tape it.
Kick him down.
Hey, they gonna tape it, man. Y'all bought that. So I get a little burger, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing the nigga come tell me is like, hey, that burger you getting right there, I prepped it.
Yeah. Like, you owe me a verse real. Now. You owe
so
me a
nah,
verse.
No, he don't get no like prep. You don't never say I cook, I'm the cook.
They say they prepped it. They ain't even cook it.
He ain't cook it. He prepped it.
So well, he like, cut the meat out or something. Okay, what he okay, did? Cool. He made it in a circle.
So I'm like, okay, cool. But you know, I understand how people live, so I don't try to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they're like, yeah, I want to prep it. But,
appreciate that, bro.
You know, I rap too. I want you to hear this verse that I got. Bro, I say, bro, just get the food, get right. You know what I'm saying? So, but it just. Even right then, it's like, man, that shit be crazy as hell, man. Like, you told me you prepped the food.
Yeah, and then now you trying to get put on.
But you know I rap too, boy, but I
rap how you and cool. Like, I feel like rappers come at you all the time trying to get put on. Like, how can another rapper put another rapper on? How do you deal with people coming at you with their music?
First of all, I just got out of prison, so I ain't
Yeah, he ain't on yet.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be real. Like, I have a label right now, but it's like, I ain't finna sign nobody because I ain't signed no millions yet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wanna drop that bag on whoever I sign. Like, yo, nigga, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, shit. I don't, hey, listen, flip.
So, like, what advice you give him? You just be like, keep it going, like, keep going, big homie.
Oh, I'm gonna be real. I'm one to run like a blunt type dude.
Nah, we need that though.
Yeah, because if your shit, bro, I ain't the one to tell you, bro, that be gassing. Nah, I'm like, bro, that ain't it. You and I hear some shit, might hear a verse that I like, so I'm gonna point out, but you ripped that part there. But overall, it'd be low power. You need to go
right. Stick to prepping birds.
Yeah,
now
you know what I'm saying? But I try to do it in a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a way that they can understand.
I ain't that nigga that's gonna.
Yeah, like, he ain't gonna crush their dreams, but you ain't finna gas them up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna crush it, but I ain't gonna get no, yeah. It ain't nothing.
So let me ask you
play
something,
piano,
right?
Piano, bitch.
So when you was in, man, like your last year, how did you prep for like your release? Like, okay, I'm finna.
Bitch, I had to get fine. You don't see these motherfuckers here, bitch.
Would have been here 20 push-ups.
Other nigga do in prison, bitch. You go, bitch. They get big.
So you just getting right the last few months.
Real shit though, like, man. Thinking about the screens, that shit get hard. But the last 100 days, nigga, like the hell, man.
So man, what kept you saying like? How did you not go crazy within that whole time?
Going crazy.
Explain that. Like you just embraced it. Like
just going crazy. I ain't gonna real. That's me. You gotta go crazy to stop from going crazy. So I really just embraced everything. Like, bitch, I got cell phones. I got I got mileage.
Oh, so you straight though.
I'm finna go crazy. Fuck that. I'm not finna see. They want you to do the right thing. Bitch, yeah. I should have did that when I was on the street. I'm
that's the realest thing.
I'm finna break every law in this bitch I can.
So you were moving like you was still in the street, just in the.
No, I was moving way harder. Way better. Yeah, I was moving like, fuck you.
If that was the case, you would have never went
you
in.
You see what I'm saying? If y'all trying to break me and make me institutionalized, you know, I did certain things, you know what I'm saying, to stay out of trouble. That's what you're going to do in the street. Mm-hmm. Keep it low key. But, man, I ain't. Had me in the bed, shirt tucked in, all. Nah, I ain't.
None of that.
I ain't not.
Goddamn.
Solid.
All right, so you come home. How hard was it for you to adjust? Because like technology's different. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's just it's not how.
Yeah, I remember when Boosie first came on, and he was just like, "This iPhone got FaceTime. Did you miss it? Did you miss any like new technology while you was
home? You ain't hear me?
You had everything in there?
I motherfucking went crazy.
So, man, little bill powered up in the
FaceTime. See, FaceTime, we ain't getting no iPhones now. Yeah. So you go get your little regular LG, but I can IMO, bitch.
That crazy.
Yeah, look, I can see you.
So play you,
with
so you FaceTiming
it. Spit on it. Let me see it. I want to see it. Bend over, girl. Yeah.
You a wild man.
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Damn.
So I went.
Nah, I'll be scared of that. I mean,
and
not saying that.
Don't
want
to make it seem like it's weird.
No. Yeah,
you know.
Grace you had a couple things to keep you from.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you have, like, any advice for, like, because now we see, like, all the young rappers is from Florida's getting locked up, like, Kodak staying in trouble and Melly, and, like, is there certain advice, like, a way that you can tell them, like, how to move to not get jammed up, like, or just fuck it?
I ain't the role model. I'm going to be real. I went You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went, bro.
Right at the same time.
And on some real shit, bro, it's like, you know, that's the number one rule in the game, doing anything is not to get caught. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, whatever you're doing, if you ain't going to start doing it, then you need to learn how to do it better. You know what I'm saying? That's the only advice I can give you. If you ain't going to stop it, turn it up some more where you won't get caught.
I feel like we need to hear stuff like that coming from people that's like in that lifestyle. I feel like we always getting like advice from people who ain't got.
Who don't
they
know.
Be capping, bro. You fake ass role models and shit. That's dead, bro. And I ain't knocking them. You know what I'm saying?
But now it'd be hypocritical, though. Because
they be lying. Bitch be capping. Go right out there and rob his cousin.
Did you have any like OGs that was just like keeping like telling you how to keep it real, or did you just learn as you go? Like,
yeah, I ain't.
Yeah, so it was a lot of crashing that.
So
how you feel like you at this point in life? You feel like you done crashing, or you still trying to figure out a quick?
Nah, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm at a point where I know where I'm going. I know where I've been at, so I know where I'm headed at. It can't stop me.
Yeah, but you got a purpose now.
Yeah.
Anybody from the industry that kind of kept in contact with showing love, that showed love when you came home?
Fuck no.
Damn. That's the industry.
I mean,
though.
I
that's hard.
The nigga don't owe me nothing, bro. Like, if it don't be, and then like, if you don't, they don't owe me nothing, bro. I ain't mad at nobody. Like Tom, like the dude from my way, Tom G.
Yeah, bro. For sure. Shout out to Tom G.
I fuck with bro, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't, even if they didn't do what they did, you know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't have been no hard.
No, bitch don't owe me nothing. I'm a grown ass man, so you know, you got to get it in. I know what I was doing, so, and I know how I'm living, so you got to be ready to accept all them consequences.
Yeah, that's accountability.
You accept the good, you might as well accept the bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real.
It is what it is.
So, this new record you got out, or kind of been out, right? Like January?
Like 2-3 months now.
Yeah, you link back up with Wale through the manager again? Same manager?
Yeah. We got the same people.
So, what's like the vibe for this record? So how you came with this record? Like, what's the vibe for this record?
Doucet.
I'm gonna be lit listening to this bitch.
You hit this here and have you some Doucet, bitch.
Cause that's like
you loud man, your jit Doucet. You hear me? Come here, little Doucet.
They gonna lay that jit Doucet after that night.
Go grab a Doucet.
Oh man, that sound like Trevor. Right?
Go grab a Doucet.
Yeah, for real.
So what's next in store, man? Like, what you got coming up?
I got a project coming out on the 20th, man.
Are we getting a project for you?
Yeah. Baby crazy, man. So I got some shit. Yeah, here Deuce on there too. But
you still rocking with the Coon music, or you getting like something new?
Yeah, I'm getting something new, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's new and involved. Tycoon. You know what I'm saying?
Tycoon. Yeah, hey, I've been meaning to ask you what I see on your Instagram you put Sackway.
Yeah, Sackway. What's that? Sackway. That's what we is, Tycoon.
Anyway,
okay. You
know what I'm
saying? The Sackway.
Okay, I knew I was on point. Yeah, that man from Florida. I knew I was on point.
Florida, baby. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So, the 20th of this month, man, you know, that's that get high day, too. I think that's what it is.
You dropping on 420?
Yeah, we got the smoke show.
You ready?
Yeah, man, I got gas with gas.
Gas.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke one and listen to something. So,
yeah, that's how you set that vibe right there.
I just dropped a little act up channel today too on my page. So,
you did?
Yeah.
I gotta check that out.
I've been getting a lot of feedback.
That brings me to like the first day out. What made you want to drop a first day out? I feel like you, to be honest,
my homeboys.
To be honest, not pointing out no homeboys, but I feel like he did a first day out because that was just what the young niggas was doing. I felt like that wasn't Tay Bay Bay. It ain't feel like you, bro.
Bro, listen, bro. Oh, you got to do with this. It's the new way. So,
yeah.
Hey, man. Like, even with the act up channel.
I ain't mad at the first day out, but I just felt like that wasn't
you, like
dog.
I like you, buddy. You're right. I didn't say that wasn't you. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, it's great. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice song, but for as a first day out.
So, how you would take advice, like, for music? Like, do you always take heed to it, or do you, like, be like, I feel you, and you leave it in the back of your head? Like, how do you advice?
I got a good judgment on a lot of shit nowadays, you know what I'm saying? I got an ear for it. So if it sound like some fuck shit, it's fuck shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know what this is, I bring it to my partner, my team.
So with this new tape, what's the vibe you bringing on this one? You say you dropping it on 420.
Man, listen,
we ain't heard you in a while.
Listen,
like, you know,
man.
We expecting
it. Hey, man. It's it.
Yeah.
It's up there. April 20th is up there.
What's the name of the project?
Bando Baby Crazy.
Bando Baby Crazy,
man. That's where I come from. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So it's me, but it's got this new wave to it. Like, yeah. I like a lot of this new music too. You know what I'm saying?
So we finna hear Tay Baby on some auto-tune.
No.
Yeah, what you like about the new music? Like, what you feel that, cause some people they just hate on the new music, but it's real, something you can take out of it from all of that.
I'm about to listen, I ain't gonna do no fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't selling my soul or nothing like that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put no dresses, none of that.
I'm with a bad. Little baby, so I don't care where I go long, I get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, he did
that's
say
what
that.
They doing, they getting that money. And then it be like, everybody be like, oh, that ain't it. But it be the same motherfucker be winning. Yeah. Now, everybody can't do it. Mm-hmm. But that's what anything like, though, you know what I'm saying? But man, niggas winning, man. Niggas eating. When you check the stat, like, shit.
So what's like, how do you feel about like, not saying riding away, but if you see something working, like say you see a current trend, do you feel like you can just like try to capitalize off it, or do you try to stay in your own lane at all times?
I'm an opportunist, so.
That's real to
I
say
ain't
that.
No thirsty ass nigga, though, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no goop.
But if you see what's working, you gonna try it out.
And then it's like going to buy a pair of shoes. The Jordans came out today.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a million motherfuckers getting them Jordans, but you ain't gonna rock this outfit like I'm finna rock.
Yeah.
So I'm finna get these Jordans, I'm finna put my little fit together, that. But it's the same Jordans, the same, like, that's just a trend. So you try to find a way to implement yours to it and then go from there.
Yeah, so it's like you find your own swag in the same way, like, why? And then, like,
you be left behind. You be stagnant. The rap game evolve. Everything you like, you look at it. Time and change.
So how you come from being lost in the soul? Cause like I see you not, Brandon. It's like you ain't miss a day.
Yeah, nah. And I told you I went crazy. Brando baby crazy.
So been on Facebook all day on the chain.
Hey, watch the police, man.
I'm finna get on YouTube right now.
Sweating like a bitch. Man, watch the police, man. It's 4 in the afternoon. I'm in the corner. I'm under the blanket. On Instagram. Man, y'all tell me before we come. I'm spinning that bitch.
So what you listen to while you was in? What you think you heard of?
Everything.
Like, was it more Florida or was it mainstream?
Because I was in Florida prison. So
yeah, you say you were in Fort Myers. Did you know any, like, rappers from Fort Myers? Or was you even looking that far?
Four-ass before I went in?
Yeah.
You know, the ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shot the Lenny boy. You know
Lenny, he from Florida for real.
Man, I ain't, come on, man.
Bro, we just had somebody who ain't know nothing about Lenny, and I was kind of disappointed, dog. I mean, so.
He was younger, though.
Yeah, he was a younger. He was a younger.
But that ain't got nothing to do with it. You supposed to know your history.
You know what I'm saying?
Even that.
So that's a breath of fresh air right now.
Yeah, for real.
Shout out Lee County Lenny, man.
Shout out Lee County, bitch. But real shit though, like it's a blessing, man. We in Fort Myers right now.
I'm wrapped up. You got anything else?
Man, so we got the new project coming on 420.
420.
What we doing tonight, man?
We at Fly Lounge, man.
Yeah.
I got the twins' birthday party, man. Y'all come through, pull up on me, man. You know, shout out to my baby Jade over there. You know what I'm saying? Got me in here, man. But like I say, Fly Lounge tonight, man. It is going down. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
And can we get the name of the new project one more time?
Brando Baby Crazy, man.
Brando Baby 420, Crazy.
420, you hear me?
It's up there. It's up there.
Tampa, 813-239 shit, man.
All right, for sure. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Bugsy Laveau.
Pizzo Bell Wim.
94.9 City Boys, and we out.
Tico.